presenting the adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Last week, Flash Gordon reconciled Dale Arden with his explanation of why he kissed Azura. And Dr. Zarkov, the scientist, declared they would hold the Witch Queen as hostage until they could bring Tal to terms. Back at the palace, Tal sees Khan running toward the castle from the hills and rides out to capture him. But Khan, with a ray pistol, captures Tal and forces him to break his sword. Then the two men fight hand to hand in a battle to the finish. Tiring of all this danger and uncertainty, Dale Arden tries to persuade Flash to leave Mongo and return to the Earth. But Flash, with victory apparently within his grasp, refuses. At that moment, a blue magic scout patrol overtakes them, and Queen Azura surprises them all by declaring Flash Gordon King of Kira and the Cave World. However, the patrol commander warns them that in their absence, Tal has seized the throne. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story.
So Tal has seized the throne, has he? The ingrate, I'll have his life for this.
And I'll settle once and for all with that fellow.
It will take some planning, lad. Remember, he has control of the palace and the fortifications.
Yes, Flash. We're on the outside looking in. There must be some way of overthrowing this treacherous despot.
What's the matter with charging suddenly at night with the forces I have at my command here?
It might work.
My king, if I may be so bold, my patrol would be as nothing against the guns of the entrance gate.
I suppose you're right.
Of course the captain is right, Flash. We must do it some other way.
Wait, Captain.
My queen.
Where does Tal think I am?
He thinks you are dead, Your Majesty. He is certain that you and King Flash died in the tunnel of a death warp.
So that is why he seized the throne. Well, all is not lost, then.
What do you mean?
Tal only seized the throne because he thought me dead. He was quite right in doing so, for if he hadn't acted immediately, a civil war might have broken out.
Well?
Don't you see? As soon as he learns that I am not dead, he will relinquish the throne.
Well, then forward to Azura's palace.
Meanwhile, back on the plains before the palace walls, Tal and Khan fight hand to hand for supremacy. Not a word do they speak as they exchange blows. Only their labored breathing and a grunt from one or the other is heard as a punch finds its way to a vital spot. Suddenly, Tal breaks through the tiring Khan's guard. Khan falls backward. Tal straightens up, wiping the sweat and blood from his brow as a squad of soldiers ride up.
At last I put you out of the way.
General, Your Majesty, are you all right?
Yes. This fellow and Flash Gordon are dead. We shan't have any worries from them.
Yes, that's right, Your Majesty.
How did this Khan get the pistol with which he held me up?
One of the sentries on the top tower said he saw another figure with the ex-prisoner going towards the hills a while ago, Your Majesty.
Then that explains it. Khan was rescued by his friend, that earth wizard, Zarkov.
But we haven't seen any sign of Zarkov, Your Majesty.
Oh, he must have gotten by you somehow, fool.
But he couldn't have, Your Majesty.
We'll see about that. Come back to the palace. Squad forward. Gallop. Bugler, sound the signal for the letting down of the drawbridge. Squad, patrol this gateway. I shall go in the palace. And remember, this time I'm to have a signal no matter who comes within range of your vision. Well, guard. What happened to you?
Your Majesty, it wasn't my fault.
What wasn't your fault?
The girl.
What girl?
Dale Arden. Rode up to the gate and asked to be taken to Flash Gordon. I started to lead her to the captain of the guards.
Yes, sir.
When my rifle was snapped from my hand and I was attacked.
The girl. So that's how Khan got free, eh?
No. No, Your Majesty.
Well?
I heard that Earth scientist's voice, although I couldn't see him.
That Earth wizard. Some more of his magic. He was invisible like Flash Gordon.
Yes. Yes, Your Majesty. When I came to, I was stuck into a closet and all bound and gagged.
Yes.
My comrades just found me.
Good. I'm glad you were saved in time.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Majesty.
So Zarkov and Dale Arden are still alive, eh? Men, scour the lane for them. Bring in their heads.
There's your palace, Azora. But what are the soldiers patrolling in front of it for?
I don't know. That's odd.
It must be some of Tal's orders.
Oh, Flash, we're going to be taken prisoner again.
Now, don't worry, Dale. We're in no danger anymore.
I see a rider coming from the palace. Perhaps we'd better stop and find out what's happened.
All right. Company, halt!
Major.
Your Majesty.
Meet that rider and find out what is happening in the castle.
At once, Your Majesty.
The captain said the army was loyal to me. We shall see.
Why do you doubt him, Azora?
I don't know. That might well have been true when he left the palace. But things have happened so suddenly lately. The loyalty of the soldiers may have swung to General Tall.
The Major has met the rider.
They are motioning towards us.
Then pointing back to the palace.
What can he be saying?
The Major's coming back. We'll know in a minute.
If the army has deserted me, I don't know what will happen.
Well, the soldiers might turn on us and kill us right here.
Now, please don't worry, Dale. Zarkov and I will stand them off if we have to.
You bet we will, lad.
Come, Zarkov. Let's go and meet that rider and get the news.
A very good idea. If it is bad news, we can see that it does not get out.
Well, Major, what's the news?
The ex-prisoner Khan has been killed, Your Majesty.
Poor Khan. That's terrible.
He was a brave and loyal soldier.
And Tal has issued orders that his men are to scour the country for Dr. Zarkov and Dale Arden. These soldiers patrolling the gate are watching for you, Dr. Zarkov.
Ah, he thinks you are dead, lad, along with the Queen.
Yes. Well, here's where we pull him.
How?
You'll see. Azora, Dale.
Yes.
Come here, please. Zarkov, those soldiers are going to let us in the castle without a challenge.
You called it?
What is it, Flash?
Tal thinks you and I are dead, Azora.
Oh.
He has issued orders to capture Zarkov and Dale here.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Now, hold on, Azora. That's just what we're going to let him do.
What?
Azora and I will wear robes borrowed from the soldiers. Zarkov, you and Dale will ride at the head of the column. The guards will be so glad to see you, they won't notice us. As soon as we get inside the gate, we'll throw off the robes and take possession of the throne.
Country gate, Your Majesty. Zarkov and Dale Arden have been sighted approaching at the head of a company of scouts.
They have been captured? Good, excellent. See if they are brought here directly.
Gentlemen, rejoice! The Queen lives!
What's that you say, Major?
The Queen lives, saved by Flash Gordon. She's coming here directly.
She can't be alive. She can't be. I am king. I'll kill her.
Quiet, fool. You speak treason.
Treason, is it? If this be treason, I'll make the most of it.
You'll take this. Death to the traitor. Long live Queen Azora.
What has happened here?
Look, Tal lying on the floor. He must be dead.
Is Tal dead?
Forgive me, O Queen, but he wanted to kill you. So I shot him down.
Oh, there is nothing to forgive, Major. You did your duty and you shall be rewarded. And now, soldiers, salute your king, Flash Gordon. It is my wish. My command.
Present arms.
Thank you, men. Dismiss.
Azora, I have great plans for your kingdom.
I'm sure you have, Flash.
The very first thing we must do is construct a spaceship of some kind and take a good look at the kingdom as a whole. It would take much too long by horseback.
A splendid idea, Flash, but there's no one in my kingdom who knows anything about ships of the air.
Never mind, Azora. Zarkov here knows everything about everything.
Well, not everything.
So tomorrow we'll start building the spaceship. And in the meantime, Dale.
Yes, Flash?
You and I are going to take a walk. Come along.
Flash?
Yes, Dale?
Tell me something. Did you like that kiss Azora gave you?
Yes, Dale, I did.
Oh.
I liked it because it meant her friendship. It meant that this bloody business was at an end, that I had won my kingdom and the right to marry you. I love you, Dale.
And I love you, Flash, more than life itself.
Dale, darling,
Come here. Ah, and before you ask, let me tell you that I like that kiss better than Azura's, and I don't think you need to ask why.
After a time, Dr. Zarkov completes the building of the spaceship. With the entire army drawn up and Queen Azura present to see them off, Zarkov, Dale, and Flash climb aboard.
Everything is ready, Flash.
Good. You're sure you won't come with us, Azura?
I prefer to stay on the ground, Flash. But I hope you have a nice trip and get a good survey of our kingdom.
I'll do my best. Well, goodbye for a while, Azura.
Goodbye.
Come, Dale.
Stand back, everyone. Here we go.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye. Bye. It feels good to be in the air again.
You bet it does. Don't you think so, Dale?
Yes, Flash. But where are we heading, Dr. Zarkov?
I am going to test the ship for altitude. Then we will just cruise over the kingdom and map it for Azura.
Goodness, how quickly the palace disappeared.
Yes. This is a much faster machine than the rocket ship, isn't it, Zarkov?
Much faster, lad. It was a good thing we managed to salvage the instruments from the old wreck of Ning's spaceship. We can calculate our position by them in my new directograph.
This ship is certainly well equipped. Why, we can do all the mapping and surveying on this one flight.
Yes, lad. It will certainly save time and energy. What is the reading on that dial?
500. What does that mean?
Flash, we are going 500 miles per hour.
No.
No one has ever attained that speed in the air before.
Why, it doesn't seem as though we're moving at all.
Well, that's because we haven't any stationary objects to indicate our speed, Dale. Watching trees and poles fly past would make you more conscious of the rate we're traveling.
Flash, what was that?
Huh?
We seem to be falling.
So we are. Zarkov, do something.
Yes, yes. Why, the controls refuse to work.
Huh?
And look at the dial. The speed is increasing.
Huh?
650. 700. 750. 900. 1,000.
We're falling at 1,000 miles an hour. Oh, Flash.
Don't be frightened, Dale, darling. I'm with you.
Oh, but we'll be killed.
Well, let's hope not, Dale. Can't you do something, Zarkov?
Yes, I'm trying. Let me look at the directograph.
Oh, Flash, this is awful.
Never mind, dear, never mind. Be brave. Well, Zarkov, where will we land?
Just a minute. I want to be sure.
Sure? Sure of what, Dr. Zarkov?
We have, Flash, Dale. We have left the gravitational influence of the planet Mungo.
Oh, what will become of us?
Where are we heading?
We are now being drawn towards the Earth.
The Earth?
Yes.
But whereabouts on the Earth, Zarkov?
I don't know.
The spaceship is hurtling toward the Earth completely out of control. Where will Flash Gordon and Dale Arden and Dr. Zarkov land, and what will happen to them? These amazing adventures which you have just heard dramatized are only one of the many thrilling features to be found in the Comic Weekly section of the Hearst newspaper next Sunday. For besides Flash Gordon, you will find that other daring American adventurer, Jungle Jim. What a thrill is waiting for you each Sunday as Jungle Jim's mysterious adventures in Malaysia, way down at the southernmost tip of Asia, are brought to you in the Comic Weekly. Then, of course, you don't want to miss those wonderful poster stamps drawn especially for you by real artists and printed in full colors every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. If you are not already saving these stamps, be sure and start next Sunday and become a full-fledged member of the new Poster Stamp Collectors Club. The official album of the Poster Stamp Collectors Club is now available at all leading stores. And now, goodbye until next week at the same time when we will be back with another chapter in the amazing adventures of Flash and Jungle Jim.